Again tomorrow. I never knew until yesterday there was such a thing called sports hypnotherapy. Never knew that, where you could go and get hypnotised and hopefully things will improve. The reason why I know is because Port Adelaide actually used a hypnotist to, well, have a bit of fun with their players, but it made me think, could you take it a step further and make your players believe that they're superstars of football and make them do things that they couldn't do previously? I've seen the Royal Show, Hypnotist, where all of a sudden a bloke's got no energy. He's told that he can be Mick Jagger, and all of a sudden he's jumping up and down, doing somersaults and high steps, and quite amazing what the mind can do once it believes it can do it. John McDiarmid is a Brisbane sports hypnotist, and he runs an organisation up there that does such things. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. What do people use it for?
Any line of sort of things that they want to get sorted out, anywhere from stop smoking to, as you say, sports hypnosis and becoming more confident, more motivated in what it is they want to achieve, the goals that they want to achieve.
Yeah. So what kind of sports are using it at the moment?
Personally, at the moment, I've got a couple of golfers, some 400-metre hurdler footballers, as in soccer players.
Yeah.
Across the breadth of all sports, and it's becoming more and more widespread.
So if you're a terrible golfer, like a really bad golfer, can you hypnotise me to become a good golfer?
If you're open and willing to take on board the suggestions and believe that you can become a better golfer, I don't see the reason why not. If it's your belief that you can improve your game and be as good as you can be, then definitely yes.
So if you've got 22 footballers who fully believed you could hypnotise them and do what they do, and you could say to them before they went out, today is a day where you'll do things you've never ever done before. You'll leap higher than you've ever leaped. You'll kick it longer and more accurate than you've ever kicked. Will that actually occur?
If those boys are willing to take on board those suggestions, then yes, you'll see an improvement in what they can do physically and their mental outlook towards their games, yeah.
So does that mean they're permanently hypnotised?
No, not at all. You wouldn't leave those suggestions there, or you would leave the suggestions that they can move forward with the hypnosis and the idea that they can improve on their game. But self-doubt sort of tends to creep back in occasionally and things like that. And, you might need a little bit of a top-up in a month or two or 3 months or 6 months or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Now, I know you're a reputable guy that does what he does, so I'm not saying that you would do this, but if you had a rogue hypnotist, that every time I touch the football, you will run like you've never run before. You will run as fast as a deer across a paddock. And that is, every time I touch the leather, I start running as quickly as I can. Would that work?
It may work in the short term. It probably wouldn't be sustainable.
Would it work for a game?
If that player believes that they can actually be that, almighty, powerful and wonderful athlete, and, that they're going to be a world beater, short term, maybe.
Okay.
But ongoing, I wouldn't think that that's sustainable.
Do you reckon that would be within the rules?
There's no performance-enhancing drugs or anything like that, or illegal substances being used. Look, there's athletes worldwide that use sports hypnosis. Quite a number in Australia and overseas, and, documented athletes that have gone on to competing at the highest level and using hypnosis techniques and doing very, very well. Athletes are competing at Olympic Games and the like, yeah.
Do you reckon you could extend that across other professions? Like if I was a plumber and I'm dealing with an apprentice who perhaps doesn't have the confidence, but they've got the talent and they've got the ability, would hypnosis actually help them go through that issue?
If it would help them with their confidence and motivation towards becoming as good a plumber as they possibly could be.
Okay.
And doing the job regularly at a consistent level, I don't see why not.
So do you reckon you can see the time when football clubs in particular will have someone of your ability on staff?
It's happening already. There have been documents of a couple of English Premier League football clubs using sports hypnosis.
Wow.
And professional golfers use mind coaches and hypnotherapists at this very point in time. Tiger Woods uses hypnosis techniques, Phil Mickelson, and it goes back years and years. It's not just a new phenomenon.
Sure. All right,
it's been
Johnny,
for a long time.
It's an interesting topic. We appreciate your time this morning. Take care.
Pleasure. Thanks for having
me. John McDermott, Brisbane Sports Hypnotherapy. That's what he runs. I just wonder.